From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Justice Department has charged three Russian men with taking part in a spy ring designed to gather economic intelligence. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the men tried to recruit business consultants and students at a major university in New York.
The FBI says it conducted extensive surveillance of the men. For 2 years, authorities say agents listened to phone calls and watched them pass bags or slips of paper to each other in clandestine meetings. Two of the defendants are no longer in the U.S., and they operated under diplomatic immunity while they were here. But another man, an employee of a Russian bank, is in federal custody facing charges of conspiracy and acting as an unregistered foreign agent. Court filings say he wanted to gather information about potential sanctions against Russian banks, and U.S. alternate energy plans, among other topics. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Snow is falling across large swaths of the northeastern U.S. this evening, though many officials say the worst is yet to come. Weather watchers say a nor'easter of possibly historic proportions is gathering steam off the coast. For now, snowfall can be measured in inches, but in some parts of the country by tomorrow, officials expect to be measuring the accumulation in feet. Bob Orvik is a forecaster at the National Weather Service.
You do experience periods where there's very intense snowfall rates, and that adds up to some very heavy totals, and we're expecting anywhere from a foot to 2 feet from coastal New Jersey through New York City up to Boston.
More than 35 million people living in the affected area rushed home to beat the storm today. In New York, officials have said only emergency vehicles should be on the roads after 11 p.m. Eastern time. Thousands of airline flights were canceled today. Amtrak says it will suspend rail service to New England tomorrow. About 19 million Americans will get health insurance under the Affordable Care Act this year. That's according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. As NPR's S.V. Dante explains, that's compared to 12 million who got coverage last year.
The economic outlook released by CBO Director Doug Elmendorf also found the health care laws costing significantly less than originally anticipated.
For those 5 years, 2015 to 2019, we've now revised down the cost of the insurance coverage provisions by about 20%.
That 20% works out to $140 billion less than previously forecast. Some of that reduced cost is because of the 2012 Supreme Court decision that said states do not have to participate in the law's expansion of Medicaid. But Elmendorf says much of the savings comes from lower health care costs and lower health insurance premiums over the past several years. S.V. Dante, NPR News, Washington.
Big layoffs at Big Blue, not true, according to technology company IBM, which is dismissing reports. The firm could be prepared to wield the job-cutting axe to the tune of more than 100,000 people. IBM acknowledged plans for some layoffs, which the company disclosed last week, but says the number is several thousand people, the fraction of what's being reported. Stocks bounced around today between small gains and losses, but ended modestly higher. The Dow was up 6 points. The Nasdaq rose 13 points today. You're listening to NPR. The State Department announced today it is closing the U.S. Embassy in Yemen to the public amid safety concerns over the rapidly deteriorating conditions in the capital, Sana'a. In a statement, the State Department, citing street violence and turmoil that's engulfed the Arab nation, said the embassy will be closed for consular services until further notice. The decision came hours after a U.S. drone strike that reportedly killed three al-Qaeda members, the first such action since the resignation of Yemen's embattled president. Filmmakers, film fans, and movie studio execs are gathered in Park City, Utah for the annual Sundance Film Festival. NPR's Mandalito Barco, who's at the festival, reports that one of the most buzzed about independent films just got picked up for distribution.
The movie Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl screened at the festival to a standing ovation. It's the story of an awkward high school student who's forced to spend time with a classmate who was diagnosed with leukemia. The film, like last year's hit The Fault in Our Stars, was adapted from a young adult novel. Fox Searchlight announced it will distribute the film. The price it's paying to do so was not disclosed. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Park City, Utah.
With the Super Bowl fast approaching, it appears authorities are taking no chances with security. Federal officials are sending in Black Hawk helicopters along with truck-sized X-ray machines typically deployed along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials showed off that technology today as they help with security for the big game this Sunday. The New England Patriots take on the Seattle Seahawks at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona. The price of crude oil fell about 1% today, ending the session at $45.17 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.